Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Life is hard, we'll never lose our way, cause we both know who we are. Who knows about tomorrow? We don't know what's in the stars. I just know I'll always follow the light in your heart. I'm not worried about us, and I've never been. We know how the story ends. We will never break, we will never break. Build on a foundation strong enough to stay. We will never break. As the water rises and the mountains shake, our love will remain. We will never, no, no, never. Never, no, no, never. It's more than a good sensation, it's more than a passing flame. You are the explanation of what love really means. It's bigger than you and me, it's 1 + 1 = 3. When we talk about forever, then forever's what we mean. I'm not worried about us, and I've never been. No matter what may come our way, we will never break, we will never break. Build on a foundation stronger than the pain.
No. everybody, another episode of Unmasked with Author Terry E. Lyle. And that tune was John Legend, Never Break. I first want to say hello to all my listeners, north to south, east to west, and all my listeners in the 30 countries in the globe, around the globe, that are tuning in. Thank you. We went up two more countries since our last week. So I appreciate the people for listening. But before I start my show, I need to say I hope that my friend Misty Till Long celebrate a beautiful birthday today with her newly fiancé, Mr. Ray Reynolds, from Summerdale Church of Christ down near the Gulf Coast area. So they are my friends, and I also want people to give a prayer for her dad who's been hospitalized yesterday, Mr. David. You know, I pray he gets better soon and come home. But, Misty, I know this is a difficult time for you, but happy birthday, happy engagement. You know, everything is going good, so dad will be okay as well. But our show tonight is with my guest, Stefan, and we're going to talk about 2020, how it has affected you, him, me, and we're going to get on the points about the pandemic, the wildfires, the hurricanes, the earthquakes, the mudslides, the blizzards, the protests, the white supremacy, the political voting, all of that. You know, this has been a strange year for everyone, and needless to say, I'm going to start my show off by saying hello to my co-host, Chris Michael Ward. How you doing, darling?
Hello, I'm happier now that we're together.
Yeah, me too, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, things are changing so fast, you know. People that you don't expect to leave here, but when you watch the news, and I'll be saying, wow, really? This COVID-19 is no joke. But without further ado, I want to say hello to my phenomenal guest, Stefan Henderson. How are you, darling?
I'm super great, Terry. How you doing? How's everybody feel?
Baby, I'm good. Chest ain't tight. I don't have no symptoms of COVID-19. I got food in the fridge, so hey, I'm fine.
Well, you are truly, truly blessed. You are truly, truly blessed, my dear.
Yes, I am, darling. It doesn't take much these days with everything that's been going wrong. It doesn't take much to be happy. But this 2020, oh, my Lord, it will never be a year like this. I hope not in my lifetime, because this has been horrendous. And we're going to start with you. You know, there's so many things to pick on. What would you like to discuss first? Because I'm not talking about nobody's political or religious point of view. I'm talking about how the news, the things that has transpired, how it has really affected everyone. I'm not trying to pick on you. I don't want you trying to pick on me. But if my truth say something to you that hurts your feelings, then you need to reassess something, because truth should always be pleasing on the tongue. Truth should always be something that you want to embrace. Truth should be something that you put on like a coat when you're cold. You know, so if anything I say tonight about 2020 offends you, then woo, I got to look at you a little differently, because all I'm going to be doing is speaking the truth. And on that note, I'm going to let you, Stefan, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You know, pretty much. I'm a country boy. I'm probably, you know, only black hillbilly that you will ever meet. And I'm from the, you know, right the foothills of Tennessee. And I migrated, but I'm eclectic. You know, so I've traveled a lot of places. I've done mission work. I am an ordained pastor. I'm a businessman. I have my own business with my business partners. We're in a super industry, you know, really, really the pet industry. So I'm great. I'm happy about that. Have a couple of degrees, working on a couple of more. But basically, you know, I'm you know, people say it all the time, I'm real, you know. But I mean, truly, I am, because I've gone through a lot of things, done a lot of things, and I've seen a lot of things. But you know, so I have a great perspective you know, on life. And one of the things that I remember is that, you know, everybody had high hopes. Remember at the beginning of the year, everybody had high hopes for 2020.
Yes.
And 2020 was so apropos because people would say, hey, 2020 vision, 2020 vision. Remember that?
I remember. Look what it got you.
Yeah,
we
right.
Need
it was like everybody
now.
Right, right, exactly. Everybody was talking about 2020 vision, but I don't know if you ever saw that movie. It was a movie that Netflix had on. It was Sandra Bullock. She starred in it. It was called Bird Box, right? It was called Bird Box. And the whole thing was people had to walk around with their eyes covered. So, you know, I was like, all of a sudden, 2020 vision turned into Bird Box for everybody. Isn't that something?
I know. That was it's been horrible.
Right.
Baby, what you talking about? And it didn't take long. I mean, it just jumped right out there, pow, you know, in your face. And, you know, what people don't understand is that this is nothing new that we've been dealing with, especially with the pandemic. You know, it's been rumored and it's been known that people knew about that in the latter part of 2019, you know. And our illustrious Commander-in-Chief, he wanted to not bring it up. He wanted to downplay it. In his own words, I wanted to downplay it because I don't want people getting all, you know, upset and panicky. You know, he didn't want to wear a mask. And, you know, people who trust in the Commander-in-Chief, they've gone by your lead. If you're not trying to mask up and take these precautions, then why should I? You know, so we're feeling that you got our best interest at heart. You know, I didn't follow what you said. I thought that was stupid, but anyway. You know, but the people who followed what you had to say, it's your fault, President Trump, because you misled a lot of people. You have incited a lot of weak-minded people to create that rhetoric of additional racism, because people that hear you, and if they listen for the truth of what you're saying, and they disregard what the scientists say, you know, you're letting me know that there's some people out there who just are not focusing right. That's why we have people out there who are stalkers. That's why we have people out there who have mental illness, and all they need is somebody to hit that trigger, pull that trigger, you know, and that's what President Trump has done. Even right now, they haven't made a decision whether or not President-elect Biden is going to be president, but we all know that he will. Now, some of the Republicans, they are, like, shying away from him, you know, and truly, for people out here listening, I'm not trying to attack Trump, but I'm stating the truth, and the truth just don't sound pretty. And so when people hear you say stuff that don't sound like the person that you wanted to be backing, you think I'm attacking him. No, I'm just saying what has been said to the world in the media. You know, I'm not attacking him. I'm just stating the fact, you know, and it is what it is. But, you know, on that note, my co-host Chris, man, he was into that political thing. He loved that political stuff. So I'm sure he got a question or a statement. Go ahead, Chris.
Yes, Stefan. My first question, well, it's not really, I mean, it's political, but it's not as political as Perry was. My first question is, how has COVID-19 affected your life in any way?
I mean, absolutely. I mean, I would be lying if I, you know, said it hadn't. So, you know, here's the thing, and I agree with Terry and others who said that it's been in the country at least, you know, since 2019. So why did I say that? Well, I remember the day, and I'll never forget it. I started feeling, you know, bad around, you know, January the 2nd, okay, January 2nd. And I think that was a Thursday or Friday. But anyway, by January the 3rd, I was down. And I think, you know, before we came on the air, I talked about, you know, I'm one that if I'm sick, I like to be alone. So if I go to bed on my own, then you know that I'm not feeling well. So I remember that on January 3rd, I felt like I've never felt, you know, before. And that's like something is truly, truly going on, you know. And so everything, you know, when I finally went, you know, to the doctor, they said flu. And I'm like, man, I've never felt a flu like this. But let me tell you, after 3 weeks, I've never dealt with a flu that's lasted 3 weeks, but I was down for 3 weeks. So that's how it started. That's it. Started in January for me. I was down. I was sick for 3 weeks. So yeah, you know, I began, you know, the year, you know, being affected by, you know, even though they never said it because they didn't really start talking about COVID and it being in the country until March. But I guarantee I had it in January.
I agree with you because when the media was going on about finding vaccines and this and that, there was a story about this scientist who back in 2011 had a cure for COVID-19. Now, how are you going to have a cure for something that we didn't hear about in 2020, which begs to differ? Maybe this was man-made. Maybe this was chemical warfare, you know. You know, and I don't want to sit there and say China bring it here, this and that. You know, whatever the case may be, it's not how it got here. What did we do to get rid of it? And we did a piss poor job. That's why, look at the totals, almost 240,000 deaths. You know, how does that turn a corner? You know, because somebody said it made good sense to me. You know, that's very offensive to hear we turning a corner when I turn around and at my dinner table my loved one is not there. I turn around and my husband or child is not in their bed. I turn around, I no longer have to take my child to school because my child died from COVID-19 and they are our children, and y'all say it only affects old people. That's a blatant lie. You know, so for all these people who have lost somebody and for all the families who, when their relatives got sick, they couldn't even visit because of the restrictions of COVID-19. How dare you minimize the loss and the surge of more deaths, you know, and then you're going to say stuff like, well, the only reason why the total seems like a lot because more people are getting tested. I'm not talking about how many people got tested. I'm talking about how many people have died. That's my issue. I ain't talking about how many people got tested. I'm talking about how many people have died, you know, and hey, you know, I'm so frustrated, you know, with how it was handled, the COVID-19, you know, and I'm just going to say this, and because this is my truth, you know, President Trump, you messed up in 2020, you know, and I would appreciate that. Own it, you know, and be dignified, and once it's time to make that transition to Biden and Harris, do it with some dignity. You know, you done had 4 years to rant and rave, lie, tweet, and all this other stuff. Go out with some dignity. You know, and I'm just saying, you know, because don't go down in history as the president who shouldn't have been. Go down in history for something positive. And don't ever get another opportunity to put in your mouth these words that you said that I was horrified by. And what you said that you did the most for black people other than Abraham Lincoln. How dare you? Unless you walk in my shoes, you don't know what you're talking about. And so I'm just going to say that. Okay, Chris, you got a lot of things you can ask questions about because 2020 has a lot of things that we can discuss. Where do you want to go with this?
My next question for Stefan is, Stefan, we just had an election. Did you vote in person or by mail?
I actually early voted. I was going to vote by mail, but then I was, you know, I said, you know what, I'm not going. I want to be there. So we had early voting here in Maryland, and we took advantage of it. So we stood in. It wasn't a long line, but it was just great to see. What I loved about it, I saw young people voting. I really did.
That's,
you know,
awesome.
And so. Yeah, so that was great, but I did it in person.
Well, one thing I know, I early voted, and the reason I did that because I had anticipated the turnout was going to be astronomical this year, and I've heard some people say they stayed in line for 3 hours. Some people say they was out 8 hours. I can't fathom that unless you came early and you camped out, but there's no way I've been able to. You know, I'll be wilting about 2 hours trying to stand. I'll be no more good. You know, I'll be like laying against the wall and sliding down like a puddle of water. You know, so that's why I said, let me put this thing in the mail in September. But I'm going to switch gears for a minute, get off that political thing because I don't want to get all amped up. I want to talk about the wildfires on the West Coast. And my prayers go out to those families who's lost stuff. And one of the things I've heard on the news, Stefan, was that this lady, and she made me cry when she was saying that her mother had kept calling her and kept saying, come get me, come get me. You know, the fires are coming, come get me. And the daughter tried, she tried to get out there to her mom and bring her to safety. But the police, they had barricaded. You couldn't go up in there because it was that bad. The fire was licking everywhere, intense heat and the wind. It was just moving rapidly, you know. And she said that her mom died, the family dog died, and she had to get her son to change the voice recorder because she don't want to keep hearing, come get me. And, you know, I don't care who mother it is, to lose someone like that, and you're trying to get to them and you can't. Man, that tore me up. You know, I just can't imagine to have to keep reliving that, knowing that you tried. But her mother, you know, you didn't make it in time. And the only thing I could have hoped for, since her mother did pass away, I prayed that the Lord took her with smoke inhalation so she didn't feel the burn of her skin popping and sizzling from burning alive. You know, oh, my God, that just think about that, Stefan. I mean, what do you think about the wildfires?
Well, you know, and I don't think that we can talk about that and not get a little bit political because, you know, the whole idea that there is no global warming, that we don't have some effect on the environment is ludicrous. It's asinine because one of the things, you know, as I said before, I'm an ordained, ordained pastor. And one of the first mandates was for us to be stewards of the earth. Okay. To be good stewards of the earth, you know, subdue, you know, one thing I don't like about how certain words come across in English doesn't come across correctly. So subdue gives you an idea like you're wrestling with the earth, but it is that you're supposed to take care of the earth. We're supposed to do that. And so naturally, that's why we're made up of minerals and things like that. But naturally, if we don't do that, there's going to be some effect. There's going to be a negative reaction to, you know, to what it is that we do. And so, yeah, it's unfortunate, but, you know, we have responsibility here when it comes to these earthquakes, when it comes to fires, when it comes to all these natural, what they call natural disasters. No, it's a natural reaction to the fact that we haven't done what we need. We've overcropped, you know, this fracking thing. I mean, all these kind of things that we do out of greed, how we do the earth. And so it's just if you notice with COVID and everything, with the shutdowns, you notice that certain places saw blue skies for the first time in years. There, it was blue waters, you know, for the first time in years in certain places. Vegetation grew in certain places for the first time. You know, even marine life came back. So, you know, that should have told people, you know, but again, we got, you know, some of this political, you know, politicizing of different things that they're, you know, the people that don't believe in science definitely don't believe in global warming. Well, I want to say one thing about that when you said about the recording, it is reminding me of something. There's certain things that you can't unhear, and I imagine even if they erase that, they'll still hear it. Just like I still hear George Floyd's voice crying out for his mother.
Yes. You know, yes, because people keep thinking all he said was, I can't breathe. But he was saying, Mama, his mother was already dead. That messed me up. But nobody really picked up on that. They keep talking about, he kept saying, he had his foot on his neck for 9 minutes, and he kept saying, I can't breathe. That's very important. I'm not minimizing that. But what they didn't mention hardly ever was the fact that his mother was dead, and he was saying, Mama. Like, you know, his mom was saying, come on, baby, just let it go. Give up the ghost. You know, and I'm glad you mentioned that because I don't hear nobody really talking about that, but that's what happened. He kept calling for his mama as he was dying, you know, and yeah. I did a lot, you know, this year I did a lot of crying, and the tears were not my own. I'm just crying for the world because, you know, people act like if it don't affect them, they don't care. You know, I never want to be that cold-blooded, cold-hearted. I don't never want to ever be to the point where I can't feel empathy for somebody else. You know, I cried just like, you know, this is my brother that's down there dying, you know. But really got me what you just said was that people don't play that up on the news and keep talking about the knee on the neck for 9 minutes. That's very important. I'm not minimizing that. But can you imagine what it felt like in my gut to hear this man that was dying, crying for mama, and mama had been going to glory? That messed me up something. Oof, oh, baby. You know, I'm going to let Chris get in here because I was just thinking about that. Chris, go ahead, darling.
All right. Well, yeah, you know, 2020 has brought a lot of tragedy both in my life and around the world. So if it's okay, I want to switch gears, and I want to ask Stefan, what is the best thing that's happened to you this year as we get to the end of it? What's the best thing that's happened to you, Stefan?
You're still living.
Yeah, I know, but, yeah, that's a good answer, but I wanted Stefan to answer.
Yeah, well, Stefan, go ahead. What's the best thing happened to you in this 2020? Stefan, are you still there?
Uh-oh.
Did we lose you? Well, Stefan, if you're still there, jump in when you can. I hear some feedback. I don't know if that's your mic or whatever. Stefan, if that's you, you're coming in broken up. Okay. Stefan, I'm going to switch your mic out real quick, and then I'll click it back on and see if that helps. You know. Okay, Stefan, are you still with us? It shows on switch that you're still here.
Anybody hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hello?
Now. Yes, Chris.
Oh, okay.
Wanted to know what was
yes.
the best thing that happened to you in 2020, and I had said, well, he's still living, and he said, yeah, I know, I just want to hear what you have to say, but I was just like, okay, ain't too much good you can say about 2020, but okay.
No, well, I mean, I guess, you know, yes, we're all, you know, I have, you know, my children and kids, everyone, they're living. And I, you know, have that, you know, definitely be thankful for, absolutely. But, you know, one of the things from a business standpoint that, you know, we've all had to, you know, make changes. We've all had to, you know, we've been sent home, basically. Mother Nature sent us home. So in that, we've had to learn how to be nimble in how we do things, especially, you know, when it comes to commerce and selling our products, you know, getting our products sold. And so, you know, we really augmented our e-commerce sites and whatever. And so over the last few months, we've actually had record sales. So, you know, I guess, you know, from that standpoint, I can say, you know what, even though it's been a bad thing, COVID in itself, because people are ordering more online, you know, than ever, you know, we've benefited from that.
Right. Well, that's a good point. You know, you're right, because when the toilet paper and everything became a shortage, you know, my stocks and Walmart's went up. So you're right. You know, this pandemic has created some areas of growth for some people. But for all those people who lost their jobs, they got mortgages to pay, and they're single and, you know, first home, and oh, my goodness. You know, and the government is not giving out enough money to keep them going, you know. But, you know, I'm a firm believer to Stefan that when things don't go right and you can't fix on your own, you better get on that hotline and talk to Christ, you know, because instead of telling what you want, you got the main line, you better pray. You better know it. You better pray. That's the only way you're going to get through this. And for people who are not comfortable or familiar with praying, let me just tell this to you, and this is the truth, and Stefan can agree with me. Anytime you pray, you can talk to God, you know, just candidly, you know. But at the end of your prayer and supplication, you always end your prayer in Jesus' name, because Jesus is the mediator between God and man. Jesus died on the cross. He's the mediator. He is the bridge. I don't care how good you lead your life down here. I don't care how good you think you are as a person. If you pray, and don't say in Jesus' name, you just send some hot air into the atmosphere. It don't mean a thing, because nobody goes to the Father except through Christ. And that's my piece of information for people who are not familiar with praying and feel that right now they want to pray. Say how you want to talk, like you're talking to your friend, like you're talking to your Father, but don't forget to say in Jesus' name, amen. And Chris, I'm going to let you have your another question, since I answered the question for Stefan, you know.
Yeah, well, my next question for Stefan is, Stefan, do you think COVID will end when we get into 2021, or do you think it will drag on? I just want your input on that.
Stefan, are you here? Chris is asking another question. Stefan, I don't know. Maybe there's something wrong with your mic. Won't you click it off a speaker and then go back and click it again and see if you can hear us? Stefan? Chris had a question for you. He wanted to know whether or not you thought that we will eradicate COVID-19 in 2021. Can you still hear us? Well, Chris, I think we lost our guest. And, wow. Well, let me ask you that same question, Chris, since our guest is not. What do
you
think?
Yeah, you can ask me. Go ahead. I'm not
okay.
Sure. I know
well,
that.
What do you think? Do you believe that there's going to be a vaccine in 2021?
Okay.
Because if they get
okay,
one, I'm not taking it.
Well, Terry, you got to let me answer the question first. There's a doctor named Dr. David Agus, and he's saying there are vaccines, and I would take the vaccine if it was going to get rid of COVID-19. Why wouldn't you take it?
Because I believe that the trials that are supposed to be taken got to go in a whole lot of different phases. I don't want the world being afraid that we just jump at the first time someone comes out first and say, I got a vaccine. I want to see how the people who take it first, see if they have any reactions, see if it's okay. I just don't want to be one of the initial ones. I think I'll just wait in the background and just see how that goes. That's what I said I wouldn't take it right away.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
maybe not right
is that
away.
You, is that you back there? Stefan? Did you hear him, Chris? I thought I heard him trying to get in.
I didn't hear anything, Terry. I didn't hear nothing.
Don't you start, Chris. I know I ain't making no stuff. You know what they say, you got COVID, you don't taste nothing. I hope it ain't,
well,
you don't hear nothing. But anyway.
I was just being honest, Terry. Don't come up to me because we lost the guest. It's not my fault.
Ain't nobody's fault. Stuff happens, you know.
Yeah, I know.
But anyway, we'll just get him back here. We got a lot to talk about, and we got a lot of stories to tell. But tune in next week. It's going to be a great show. And on that note, we're out of here. Everyone, have
All
a
right.
great weekend. Take care, Chris.
Have a great weekend. Thanks for listening, everybody. Good night.
All right, darling.
Trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue. Clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more than I've ever known. And I think to myself, what a wonderful